أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We continue on to complete this book, the 40 Hadith on the importance of the Quran. And today, once again, we look at another tradition that comes to us from the fifth successor of the Prophet, none other than Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, the splitter of knowledge, the one who brought forth many springs of wisdom from his forefathers. And today we want to look at one of his statements of wisdom in relation to the Quran and reading the Quran in various states that we find ourselves in. You know, the Quran is a book that you and I can read anytime. It doesn't need a special occasion. We could be commuting to work on the subway and we could be reading the Quran. We could be in our car driving to school and we could be reading the Quran. We could be in the park while our children are on the swings and we could be reading and reciting of the Quran. The Quran is not limited to religious occasions or religious centers or religious people. It is for all of humanity, for any place, any time that we find ourselves in. But obviously there are certain times when the Quran has more reward, like the month of Ramadan. There are places where the recitation of the Quran has a larger reward, the city of Mecca. There are people who gain more as a reward from the Quran, those who have wisdom and knowledge and discernment and read the Quran with the proper understanding. But let us not just say, well, I don't fall into any of these categories, I'm not going to bother with the Quran. Let us see how the fifth Imam gives us encouragement, both of all of us really, not just myself, not just the viewers, but all of us who are in need of God's mercy and God's rewards. Let's see how the Imam gives us encouragement to take time to read the Quran. He gives us the following tradition. He states, anyone who recites the Quran while standing in his salat, Allah will record 100 good deeds in that person's book for every letter that is recited. And anyone who recites the Quran while sitting in his salat, Allah will record 50 deeds in that person's book for every letter recited. And one who recites it, the Quran, in other than his salat, Allah will record 10 good deeds for every letter that one recites. In this beautiful tradition, the fifth Imam lays it out plain for us. No ambiguity, no confusion. He shows us the importance of reciting the Quran when we're standing in our prayer. And we all have to read the Quran when we stand, at least two surahs of the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, and any other chapter of the Quran, with a few exceptions. And so we're all getting a reward when we pray, when we stand and pray and we recite of the Quran. And when we recite the recommended prayers and we recite of the Quran, and maybe we choose a chapter that we don't normally recite, we get a greater reward from Allah. As the Imam says, for every letter, 100 rewards. But he says, if you pray sitting, you recite the Quran in the salat sitting down, maybe, for example, in terms of the night prayer, the Isha, the recommended prayer after the Isha is recited sitting down, or maybe a person is sick, they're ill, they don't have the health or the stamina to pray standing, they pray sitting down. He says even for them there is a reward, a bit lesser, but nonetheless a reward of 50 rewards, 50 good deeds for every letter recited. And as he says, when you recite it outside of the salat, outside of the daily prayers, there is still a reward given to us by Allah for at the number of 10 for every letter which is recited. So really, when we see that there's such a reward promised to us from our Creator for those who recite the Quran, whether we're standing or sitting or in any action within our lives, let us avail ourselves of this great opportunity to receive the blessings and the benefactions of our Creator, and to ensure that we recite the Quran in every state that we find ourselves in prayers or out of the prayers, and wherever we may be. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.